Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all tips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Cabos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges, prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
How do you make the best ever even better? Here's how. Just purchase the best Samsung TV ever, and you'll get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. That's right. Buy a Samsung SUHD 9 Series TV, 55 inches or above, and get a free 32-inch TV. But you better hurry. This offer ends December 5th. Only at your participating Samsung SUHD retailers. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit Samsung.com/free TV.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on a Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, just $998. You save over $800. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you built cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
No, I mean, it's we're in a very physical, combative game. You know, I've heard medical people say, well, he needs some rest. And I'm like, well, no kidding. You know, I mean, that's a little better for you than going out and playing 60 minutes of football on a Sunday.
That was Bears head coach John Fox talking about Alshon Jeffrey, who's now day-to-day with a groin injury. Jeffrey returned to practice today but was limited. He's listed as questionable for Sunday, along with a whole mess of Bears, including Pernell McPhee, Antro Roll, Shea McClellan, Ronis Grasu, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, and Tracy Porter. Eddie Royal is out. Bulls take on the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Charlotte dropped 130 points on the Bulls just 10 days ago. Joakim Noah will come off the bench tonight, despite being sidelined with sore knees this week. Bulls and Hornets tip tonight at 7. Everyone is present and accounted for at the Blackhawks morning skate today. The Hawks take on the Blues tomorrow night in St. Louis. Corey Crawford will be in goal. This morning, the Hawks announced they've activated Michael Roosevelt from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson to Rockford. And just moments ago, the team activated Duncan Keith and reassigned Victor Svedberg to the IceHogs. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Duncan Keith and Roosevelt will play tomorrow. And in baseball, the Astros have formally announced that Colby Rasmus has become the first player ever to accept a qualifying offer. He was followed in short order by catcher Matt Wieters, who will accept a qualifying offer from the Orioles, according to John Heyman. Pitcher Ian Kennedy reportedly will not accept a qualifying offer from the Padres, per Ken Rosenthal. And Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez is not among the final four candidates for the Dodgers managerial job. That group of four will come from one of Bud Black, Darren Erstad, Gabe Kapler, Kirk Gibson, and Dave Roberts, according to Jim Bowden. This corporate update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join the score at Chelios' Pub and Grill in Geneva tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and win a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Alshon Jeffrey is back on the injury report.
Yeah.
They say tweaked his groin and did not practice. Hey, that's the last thing they need.
Those games were sort of painful when he's not there. They're a little bit, even though Marquise Wilson had a game or two here. And going against a really good defense, you don't have much offense without him, or am I missing something?
You got without Eddie Royal and without Alshon Jeffrey,
Eddie Royal's hurt too still, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, no, that's really bad. That's it. I mean, you understand why they were dogs to begin with, and then that's trouble.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick.
You look at the Bears, they're minus one in the turnover differential, so what jumps out at you, they're really not generating the turnovers that we're used to seeing Bears defenses do. They're a plus three in the big play. Now, they're not really league-leading in either, but at least they're not hurting themselves and giving up a lot more big plays than they're getting. So they're kind of like middle of the pack. So to me, I'm looking at a team like Chicago. The key is you got to get some more turnovers, and you got to find, and even though you're not giving up a lot of big plays, you got to find a way to be just a little bit more explosive.
Are you impressed with the body of work of Adam Gase?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, good, smart, young coach. I think he'll be a head coaching candidate probably by the end of the year.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Steve Rosenblum.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
I just gotta wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. It's the perfect beer for whatever happens, and what happens is Steve Rosenblum is in for Terry Boers, who has the day off today. Tracks in Deerfield. I saw a couple of burgers being thrown down, the likes of which were fairly spectacular, with a giant runny, sunny-side-up egg and bacon and cheese and grilled onion, and that looked like a thing.
And your grilled calamari was a sweet-smelling thing. That was quite the dish.
And tasting. And you have the Cobb salad for five that you're digging through.
That's right,
here.
One for each hour.
Yes, this hour that you mentioned is brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse. In River Forest, Kevin is on The Score.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm wondering what your feedback or blowback on this Jerry Sandusky decision, reprehensible and regrettable as it is, to allow him to get his pension from Penn State.
Yeah, it's not a technicality, though. I don't really know how you can have an opinion when you read that it's a unanimous decision based on the fact that he technically was not an employee of the university at the time the crimes were committed. Or at least at the time when he was convicted. We'd have to look through the actual ruling here. Yes, he was. They say that they must restore the pension because the retirement board wrongfully deduced that he was an employee at Penn State when the crimes took place. He was technically a like an adjunct volunteer of some kind and not a direct employee.
Yes, he was a shielded pedophile.
Right. Oh, and had he, no, he had the keys. He had access to all the facilities. He had all the passwords. He had all his Penn State stuff. He had the run of the place to use as his personal victimizing playground, as well as his own phony baloney charity that he used to cultivate potential victims.
I don't remember all of the facts, but I would think that something, maybe only those that showed up in court were the during the time where he was not a university employee, but this goes way back. There had to be something when he was a university employee. There had to be a crime, an event, and maybe those victims were not part of the court case or testimony. There's no way he wasn't an employee during part of this.
Well, the ones of which he was convicted.
That's what I'm saying. That has to be the dividing line.
Because if he wasn't convicted of, I mean, there has to be 100 more.
Right.
I mean, when you take this back to when he arrived in 69. It wasn't a behavior that just started late. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get around to doing some child molesting. This is who he is.
Yeah.
This was going on from the moment he arrived. Why do you think he set up Second Mile? But if they can't prove it, they can't take it away, I guess. Well, you know, the nice thing is, too, that by the time he gets out, fit as a fiddle in 2054...
I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, maybe he could put it into some mutual funds right now, and he can enjoy all that cash when he walks out of there, when he's 96 or whatever he is.
It's sick, the stuff we deal with in fun and games, or what used to be the toy department, as it was referred to when in the newspaper business.
This is Neurotic Lawyer, who says, I'm not usually an avid follower of college sports, but after reading Phil Hirsch's piece on the train this morning, I found myself caught in an oddly melancholic reverie. Why must the best writer in the Chicago sports sections in the sincere writer division, best writer in the snark division is sitting there. He said,
thank you.
Write on sports about which no one cares. Why is he depriving us of his thoughtfulness and excellent writing by not writing about pro sports and by writing only on a very occasional basis? I suppose the one benefit of Hirsch's focus on so-called amateur sports is that his colleagues who share their meat-headed, dim-witted opinions on a regular schedule provide easy pickings for who you crap it.
Thank you.
Well, Phil was a baseball writer for a long time, right?
Phil's written everything.
Yeah.
Phil's written everything. He is, and you get him talking about hockey, and we can go on for hours, and we have. But the penmanship, I mean, his ability to make words and make them sing, it's just terrific. He's a terrific writer. He could make you, and this is an example. He can make you care about something you don't care about.
Like I didn't care about the U.S. Speed Skating Administration. I read every article he wrote about it.
And he covers news terrifically well, but he can rhapsodize in this with the same ability, with the same flair, with the same make you care ability by the time he gets done with a piece. He's terrific at it.
I guess why hadn't, whether it's Joe Knowles or Kellums or Ken Paxton or somebody, just say, you know, let's have him, you know, cover a Big Bears game or write a.
He frequently wrote on the Blackhawk during the Stanley Cup run. He wrote hockey stories regularly. He would write a lot of off day pieces. He'd write a lot of color pieces. He did write that stuff. And one of the things is that he had access to a lot of people here. The Blackhawks aren't necessarily big on giving you access. They're afraid in some, and they manage their brand very well.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to turn them loose somewhere else with perhaps a more, you know, I don't know how the new Cubs administration is. I'm sure that he could turn out terrific stuff, Sox or Cubs, of baseball stories you'd want to read, color pieces. And I have lamented the loss of that, of us in newspapers losing the ability to write about people. I grew up reading Jim Murray. Jim Murray used to say, sports is about people. They were interesting. They still are.
It was LA Times?
Yes. The problem is the internet and the clicks and the metrics and our digital product is not made necessarily for that.
There's another aspect, too. The aspect is that athletes now, through their own Twitter profiles, they're all their own PR directors now, and it's not necessarily what a team wants. The players can control their own narrative, control their own access. They can write their own articles that everybody's writing about everything now, including the players themselves.
There's a gravitas in the newspaper. Everybody wants to say we're dying, but there's a gravitas in seeing this in print, no matter what age, at whatever form of decrepit life we're in, as a newspaper, as a published entity, there's gravitas there that isn't on the internet.
I couldn't agree more. The question that shareholders have of large publicly traded companies...
A whole different thing than assigning Phil Hirsch to write a story.
Well, right. The question is, how much is gravitas worth when you're still chopping down trees, mashing them into pulp, and then buying gas to propel them places?
And billions of gallons of ink.
Right.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yes.
And you wonder, why are there? Is it?
Some aren't.
Is the gravitas worth it? In my life, it is.
In my life, it is, too. And I would say that the time I've worked on Sports Talk Radio, the one thing that matters, no matter what appears on the internet, when it's in the paper, it seems to spark more conversation. It seems to be more of a topic. It's more likely to be picked up by hosts, picked up. Right. Physically.
Picked up. Literally. Picked up. It's different. In Oak Forest, Chief is on the score. Whoa, Chief.
Oh, hey, this is Keith, by the way.
Oh, it's Keith. Okay, sorry, Chief.
Chief Keith.
Question. With the Sox, look like they've met with Cespedes' agent, and they were trying to trade for him last year at the deadline. If they get him, which is great, who would be out in the outfield? I know they're tied up with Cabrera. What do you think? I'm just curious.
Why do you think it would be great?
Because he hits home runs, and he actually is a decent. I mean, he's better than Melky Cabrera when it comes to hitting. I mean, he has more home runs. He's average outfielder. I'm not arguing that. But he does bring in RBIs, and he hits home runs.
I think he's an upgrade over Cabrera.
That's my personal opinion. So.
Well, anything's an upgrade over Garcia. I worry that this is a guy you pay, and then he's just happy and doesn't give a damn. I don't know where his head is.
Is it wrong of me to worry about a White Sox-ness after what we saw when they won the offseason? I loved what they did. They came here, and these guys couldn't play baseball anymore. A Sox-ness about, is there a worry? I have a worry. Let me put it this way. I have a fear that you would get a talent like Cespedes, and he would go all White Sox on you.
He had a crazy year last year. He had two teams. He had a fabulous year last year that is, to me, screams outlier. If you start looking at his WAR number over time, to go 2.9, 2.4, 3.3, 6.7, is he all of a sudden double the player he was? It just looks to me, for a 30-year-old guy, that is contract year. Get paid, go back to being what he was.
That's possible. But do you think there's anything to it coming to the White Sox?
There's always something to it, sure, because that's a perfect guy. That's a guy the White Sox would overpay, him and Daniel Murphy or somebody like that, you overpaid.
I heard the Dodgers mentioned with Daniel Murphy. I heard that was one of the linked, and I thought, that's perfect. If any team's going to overspend on a guy who's going to let you down, who looks like he probably would, like he had 1 week,
right. He's
going to get paid on it. He's going to get paid by a team that just has, even with Andrew Friedman there, I still feel there's buy everything, whatever we need, we're going to buy all of baseball just so we can finally win.
Well, I wouldn't get too excited either about the White Sox chances, because they were one of what John Heyman described as many, many teams to meet with his agent. So it could just, at this point, everybody's meeting with everybody's agent. I wouldn't read too much into the knowledge
that Boca Raton.
That it's your team that happens to be in there. Everybody's talking to everybody. The Boris and Bernstein Show. Rosenblum's in today. You got the score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, old pro center Olin Krutz.
The biggest reason they probably win is the Chargers are decimated by injuries. That is a point you have to point out, but you can only play the team they put in front of you.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
They played like the better team. They made less mistakes.
Along with Score football expert Paul Markish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. That was Buffalo's first de facto playoff game since 1999, and the Bills had to win. And they did. And they're still alive, so that was a huge win for them and a huge win for Rex Ryan. How do I know? He said so. But know this, Rex didn't make it about Rex. We all did. He said that, too.
This game is you guys made it all about me, and that's why I stayed in. Because as Jack... to do about me.
Rex, it had everything to do with you just like you wanted, and the media did not do that. You did that. I mean, if it's not about you, then why did you tell the story about how it was like you were dumped by a girlfriend and then the girlfriend called you to get you back, but she can't have you back? Why? Because you made it about you. Congrats on the big win. Oh, and the players did that. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. Seven nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including charter air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges, prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064 15111.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an LG front load or Maytag top load washer, your choice, for just $499. You save up to $300. Let's keep the holidays from piling up with a washer you can rely on all season long. However you build cheer, give your laundry an upgrade. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
The best just got better. Buy any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above and get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
Chemtech Plastics is a precision injection molding company. We do the really tough work. Some of the things that other people may shy away from. The word on the street would be that we are a very quality-minded company. We do a bang-up job, we deliver on time, and we're competitively priced. As Mama always said, make sure that the corners are clean. Don't just sweep the center of the aisle. When we have a need, when we need a piece of equipment, we need it now. The red tape that you have to go through to get something done at a large bank, it's way too time-consuming for what we do. And I don't experience that with American Chartered. They always come through for the customer. Kind of like us. I'm Ragnar Korthes, CEO of Chemtech Plastics, and I'm a client of American Chartered Bank.
American Chartered works for Chemtech and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an Amana stainless steel French door refrigerator for $1,298. You save over $700. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting inside and an ice and water dispenser outside. However you build cheer, build it bigger. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Price is valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Today, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour has brought the Boers and Bernstein Show to Tracks in Deerfield, where we await your arrival. You can hang out, you can have a Bud Light or two, some terrific food, and you can register to win Bulls-Clippers tickets for Thursday, December 10th. Steve Rosenblum is in for Terry Boers. We talked about a bunch of things so far, including the story in the Tribune today, a big, thoughtful piece with some very strong quotes in there from guys who matter, wistful about the death of college basketball in Chicago.
In the city.
This city, and how it just doesn't mean anything. I'm not really bothered by it. And I've been on the outside and the inside as a fan and as a DePaul broadcaster for 5 years, so I've got a double perspective. But college basketball itself is at a point where even those within the game know that it's got to get better. The product has to improve. And I'm looking here, as we were talking about this, there's a Wall Street Journal piece just today about what the powers that be in the NCAA are doing about it. They quote Mark Cuban saying the college game was horrible. This is worse than high school. We know Gino Auriemma, the Connecticut women's coach. He said, I think the game is a joke. Well, I think he's a joke. I hate him. But so I don't really put a lot of value in his comments. But remember, 30-second shot clock this year. We'll see if it makes
that's
a difference.
That's just going to miss sooner.
That's kind of what the numbers say.
Yes.
Because if you look at the length of the actual possession, teams used an average of 18.5 seconds per possession last year.
Okay, well, that's well within 30.
That's nowhere near 35
and
nowhere near 30. And Bill Self says, I don't think there's a lot of difference. If we'd taken 30 seconds to get a shot off the last several years, all our fans would say we're playing ridiculously slow. And Self thinks the clock will speed up the end of games, but not necessarily the other 35 minutes. But most successful teams play slow. So the average school at 65 possessions per game, the fewest since 2002. And the pace shapes the biggest games of the year. Teams in the national championship between 1994 and 2009 averaged 75.2 points per game. Since 2010, 61.2.
That's a lot of bad shooting.
Bad shooting.
A lot of guys going to the NBA when they probably shouldn't.
And a lot of guys just standing around and dribbling and looking
at
each other.
And an inability to coach them. It's not going to happen in 1 year, 3 months, and then you're going to suddenly be magically ready for the tournament. It takes years. You used to watch the teams, the classes get to that fourth year, and then you had the seniors. And isn't that what Bruce Weber did? Isn't that how he landed the Illinois job, the Southern Illinois? He'd keep the guys together, and he'd make a nice tournament run. He'd be a story in the tournament. But those were senior-laden teams, if I recall.
Last year's title game between Duke and Wisconsin, which Duke won 68-63, was exciting, but it wasn't an exception. There was a three-minute stretch in the second half when the teams combined for one field goal.
That sounds like the start of a Bulls
game. I was going to say, it sounds like Bulls in overtime, right?
Yeah, that's just awful. You know, we got enough trouble worrying about the Bulls looking like a bad college team. They're not ready to start, which is inexcusable. And I heard the discussion, I think you guys had it yesterday, and there's a difference between not trying so hard, every possession doesn't matter in the regular season, be fresh for the playoffs. If you're not ready to start a game, you're never going to be ready to finish it in the playoffs. If you don't have that kind of preparation, that pride, day-of-game preparation is always on the players. And the fact that they don't think they have to be ready for games is really it's a horrible thing going forward, but it's early enough that they are, but two games in the first eight, they look that awful. They weren't ready to go. They weren't ready to do anything about it in the middle of the game.
And what you wrote today, I think, was correct, that ideally you have Gasol bum-slaying off the bench. It's just the perfect role for him.
Wouldn't that be productive?
Absolutely the perfect role for him to just have take that second unit center and just dominate. But it's not happening.
Well, it probably isn't happening because for two reasons. I don't think Noah will ever be healthy enough to be that starter and take those minutes. But the other part is, I just think there's something about Gasol in the locker room with the championship rings, with his bearing, his sway, that I don't think a rookie coach wants to do anything about that. I think he's got enough issues.
There's a time and a place to pick your battles, and that's just not one that Fred wants to deal with.
He's here for next year, too, by the way. He's signed through next year.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks have now lost five of their last seven games, including last night's loss to New Jersey. That was the second time they've lost to the Devils inside of a week. But Patrick Kane says the Hawks' problem is not lack of caring.
Everyone on our team, you know, we all want to contribute, we all want to score goals, and we all want to be a part of the offense. So sometimes when it's a tough sledding, you want to stay in there and stay confident as well, especially Taser's line and, you know, Teravainen had some really good plays out there tonight too.
But defensemen to the rescue. Today, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to the Ice Hogs. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Roosevelt and Keith will play tomorrow against the Blues. Bears practice at Hallis Hall this morning ahead of Sunday's game against the Rams. Alshon Jeffrey was back at practice, but he's questionable for Sunday with a groin injury. Bears injury report is out. Eddie Royal will not play this weekend. Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Antrel Roll, Shea McClellan, Aronis Grassou, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, and Tracy Porter are all listed as questionable. Elsewhere in the league, Ben Roethlisberger is questionable for this weekend's game against Cleveland, and the Browns won't say if Johnny Manziel or Josh McCown will start that game. And daily fantasy sites DraftKings and FanDuel both filed lawsuits today in New York State Court to try to stop the New York Attorney General from carrying out his threat to ban daily fantasy games from the state. Bulls play Charlotte tonight at the United Center. Joakim Noah has been sidelined by sore knees all week, but he practiced yesterday and will play off the bench against the Hornets tonight. Bulls and Charlotte tip at 7. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Sideouts in Island Lake from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams streaming the first hour of the postgame show live on 670thescore.com, presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original handmade vodka. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Julie, thank you. And this journal piece continues here, saying the last time there was so much gloom and doom about the college game was the 1980s. The NCAA responded by putting in a shot clock and a three-point line, and what followed was a golden era for the game. And the NBA went through a similar scenario in the 90s. That's when the league realized it was too physical and cleaned itself up. Then something unlikely happened. The best NBA teams, like the Golden State Warriors and San Antonio Spurs, also became the most watchable. Though that's not exactly the goal in college basketball. And they quote Dave Gavitt here as saying, one of the beauties of college basketball is the diversity of style of play. You have teams that play the Princeton offense, teams that press and run, and teams that play motion. They can all be successful with the right personnel, and I hope we don't lose that. Well, see, here, what has happened, though, is that for teams, but Gavitt's living in another world when he talks about these diverse systems. System basketball only works with guys who are there for 3 years.
That's what I'm saying. You need the classes to learn, to become better, to grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and as athletes.
Yeah, Bo Ryan can do it if he has enough guys who stay, enough guys who said by the time you leave here, maybe you'll be ready to play in the NBA, maybe not. Jim Boeheim always lamented that he couldn't coach his zone defense the way that he used to with one-and-done guys because it takes time to develop that kind of instinct. Mike Krzyzewski used to run a classic motion passing game. Like, just your absolutely perfect timed motion. And he had to get away from it. There's still some principles in there, but when he's got a completely new roster every year, you simply can't do that because it takes too long. You can't be reteaching and starting from scratch and putting in building blocks. So if you're at Princeton, you can run the Princeton stuff. Bill Carmody could run Princeton stuff at Northwestern, but that's what amazes me, and that's why John Calipari doesn't get enough credit. Because when you have a new crop of players every year to feel that by the time that tournament rolls around that you are running any kind of representative system that isn't just isolations and pro-style screen rolls, and even that's become more complicated at the actual pro level, that takes a really, really good coach to do that.
I didn't read the journal piece, but I think a part of what also changed as they leaving early is you need to attract the guys who are leaving early, even Duke is doing that or began to do that, is that you have to play a style of ball the kids want to play because they have a lot of choices.
And you have to play a guy enough at his eventual professional position because it used to be that if a guy's 6'10".
Are kids that savvy to be
able to? Damn right they are. They have been told,
I hadn't thought of that.
They have been told at a young age if a guy is 6'10 but projects as a small forward or a guy 6'10 and projects as a two guard, he is not going to be receptive to a recruiting pitch where he thinks he's going to have his back to the basket. Where, son, I'm going to need 12 rebounds a game out of you. No, I have to learn how to jab step. I've got to learn how to be a ball handler on screen roll. I'm not going to go down there and bang with those guys. Sorry. You know, of course they know.
Well, savvier than I thought. You just roll the ball out and they recreate.
No, we always used to joke about it that even when you watch NBA teams warm up, and the game has certainly changed a lot, and that some of this doesn't apply. But back when you had four positions instead of 13 positions, that during warm-ups, the big guys all wanted to shoot, and the little guys all wanted to dunk. Right. And everybody wants to be something they're not. Well, what's happened is now the modern professional game has evolved to the point where it's true now that everybody really is expected to do all this stuff. And if you have one glaring weakness in your game that doesn't match up with everybody else, regardless of how tall it shows, it limits what a coach can do. That's this whole Bulls thing. I mean, tell you that they know any lineup that Fred Hoiberg is putting out there right now is a weakness. And it's hard to cover because you've got too many redundant pieces with similar skill sets and similar deficiencies that have to be on the floor at the same time.
But that can be changed if you change your lineup, and there's not an NBA lineup that doesn't present those issues. You try to hide, and in Hoiberg's case, he's trying to hide it with better offense, with more up-tempo offense. He's trying to deodorize it, so we're going to outscore our defensive shortcomings.
Well, his offensive lineup can't guard anybody. It ends up being a net minus.
As it stands now,
his defensive
Jimmy
lineup.
Jimmy Butler's the only guy who plays defense in the starting game.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy hasn't really looked comfortable yet.
Well, they don't know what they are. Pau Gasol is saying, we have to decide what we want to be. Well, when you're gone and Noah's gone and Rose is gone in 2 years, they'll decide what they want to be. That's when it'll happen.
We're Boers and Bernstein. He's Rosenblum. We got the score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears-Rams, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Gatos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round-trip. Trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11th security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges, prices up to availability and change restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on a Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, just $998. You save over $800. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you built cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Price is valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do.
About it,
fluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's free TV month. Get a free 32-inch Samsung TV when buying any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. The best way to 4K while supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Olin Kreutz will talk Bears and NFL with us at 3 o'clock. We have Dan Durkin joining us at 4:40, as always, to scout the St. Louis Rams. And it looks like that Alshon Jeffrey is perhaps better than we thought. Sometimes in the world of John Fox, a tweak is indeed just a tweak. Because my first thought is when he said, he tweaked his groin, it's all tweaking, everybody's a tweaker, and it's a groin, it's a muscle. I thought it was another month, because usually the rule with Alshon Jeffrey is everything's a month.
It is. 4 weeks for the calf, 4 weeks for the hamstring, and 4 weeks for the amputation.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Right. Head removed, 4 weeks.
Yes. That's what it is.
In this case, full practice. It could be they're playing with us. It could be they're lying completely that he is not going to play, that everybody's questionable, just be so he can force Jeff Fisher to use some practice time to account for him because he means so much. It's not just some schmo. That does matter. Jeffrey or no Jeffrey.
Finally, a competitive advantage to not revealing the extent of an injury.
This is a case where I get it. I really do. Southside, John, you're on the score.
How you doing, fellas? Sorry about that.
Listen, hey, John.
Just a quick statement, actually, too. Number one, you know, the game of the NBA basketball really got away from the spectacular dunks, the trash talking, and things of that nature. And what they wanted to do was kind of lighten up the game, make it more of a skill game. Because we have to understand something. Everyone is not going to jump out the gym and dunk on three or four people. But it's much easier for you with skill and practice to shoot a three-point shot. Here's the second point. In college basketball, if you really want the game to flourish, to be smooth, to be fluid, the guys have got to stay at minimum 2 years. Now, here's the problem with that. If they stay 2 years, guys will get exposed. Whatever their flaws are, will get exposed. And it's not necessarily about the coach, but it's about the fact that your peers are getting just as good as you. And I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yeah, see, I think it's the opposite. I think they should have to stay no years. I think if you do go to college, you are there for 3 years minimum. If you go. You don't have to go. If you want to go right to the NBA, go right to the NBA. But if you think that you are more of a college player, your commitment isn't that if you have that great first year, you have waived your right to leave at that point. You make a minimum 3 year commitment to play college ball. You don't have to go at all.
Is that legal? Wouldn't someone challenge that in court?
No, you don't have to go. So I'm saying that's your choice.
Well, somebody would lawyer this thing out to say, well, so what?
So you say, well, what if there's a late bloomer? What if there's a guy that no pro team is interested in? He has an unbelievable freshman year, and then he's locked into those other 2 years.
I can see that going to court. I don't know if it would win or not. I don't know how it would be worded initially.
I don't know. But see, for me, that's probably how I would do it, is then you'd have a much better brand of college basketball. But you wouldn't be standing in anybody's way who didn't want to play it.
I think the NBA, now that it's going, you have the Bulls with the team in Hoffman Estates, you have their own D-League team. I see them trying to do with the D-League what they tried to do with the WNBA. Just trying to bring it to TV, making that part of the pro deal, that there's some way that becomes revenue producing for the teams as well as player development.
The WNBA is a complete financial disaster, total wreck.
Then that
level.
Means there are lessons to be learned. And again, these are guys who are going to be future Bulls, ideally. Whereas Shamika Holmes.
I understand. But if they stopped, it took all the dollars they're flushing away subsidizing the WNBA just because, and actually poured that into a developmental system, it's better for basketball overall.
Well, that's my point. Maybe that's where this is. Maybe that's part of the end game.
I'm not sure that TV is necessarily the answer, because I don't know if people are going to want to watch. You know, do you want to watch Marcus Teague play a game in the Sears Center television?
No, I didn't want to watch him play in the United Center.
Right, but those are the kinds of guys, you know, a late first-round pick who just needs to play. You know, that's TV probably isn't the answer. Developmental system is, though. And hell, those of us that worked in minor league pro basketball for years always lamented that. Why don't they do this right? Why don't they actually want to develop their own teams and verticalize it, where it's your
because it was free,
but it's your AAA team, it's your coaches running your stuff, hearing the same talking points. You can develop coaches. I mean, think about it right now. What if next year the head coach of the Hoffman Estates, whatever-a-bulls, Captain Kirk Heinrich.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me Adam Gase.
No, I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you Kirk Heinrich, because I mentioned this year. I think I wrote about it before the year that they should make him an assistant coach right now, because he essentially is. But then you could start training your own coaches. Mm-hmm. You could get guys who are, you know, maybe come up and spend a couple weeks on the bench here.
Okay, again, where's the profit? Again, I use TV because that seems to be the revenue stream everybody looks for.
Right? I'd have to, you know.
That's the cash cow if there's going to be one.
I've never asked about the actual accounting books of the D-League, what they're paying for rent, how the player salaries are reflected. Because if you would compare it to affiliated baseball, the actual business of affiliated baseball, the salaries, the baseball side has nothing to do with it. You're not paying the coaches. Your parent team is. Your expenses are all much more mundane and local, and it's a smaller economy. It's a more manageable, smaller economy. I don't know that the NBA is looking at the D League as a large-scale moneymaker or non-money loser on its own. They're simply looking at it to continue to make their big league product better.
But if they see, is it possible they have so much foresight, they see the end of the NCAA? If the NCAA goes away, where will their talent come from? They're putting in an infrastructure to have that training system.
Well, they're already getting it from other countries. Guys who are professional since they're 13.
This country.
If you want to do it in this country, you're going to...
Do they have that much foresight? I know. Maybe. Smart man that David Stern was, and his successor is, and they know money, and they have vision. Could it be?
Well, they've got all the money, so yeah, yes. I think it's possible. Sure, West Side Mike, you're on the score.
Hey man, I pay $59.99 for a lady pad. All I see is every night, Hacker Jordan. This basketball game is hot garbage. They can't shoot. I can go to a YCA, find big garbage bomb to play better than these cats. They don't shoot free throws. They don't practice their craft. And it seems like everybody wanted in the NBA, wanted to come here to get a technical. That's all it is, man. There's no basketball is garbage. And I play in the college system too. Because all of them hot garbage young kids is going to the pros like the coach. I'm going to tell you, Doc Rivers saw. Look at that garbage. He wastes all this talent. He should have stayed in the school and wasted talent. Now he's in the pros. He can't do nothing right. The NBA is going down. That's why I can't wait the baseball season to start back over.
Thanks, Mike. We'll disagree on this one. As I think not only is the NBA in the best financial position it has ever seen itself, I think the quality of play is just tremendous. I'm not going to hold DeAndre Jordan's inability to hit free throws against an entire league.
It has become, and maybe it's just early quirks in the schedule, the records, the haves, have-nots kind of, you're either really good or you shouldn't show your face in public.
Although it's better this year. I don't think it's as polarized this year.
Three 0-whatever teams
after three weeks. The East is better. A lot of the dregs of the East are better. And even a team like the Timberwolves, they're probably going to end up with a bad record. They're going to be really good soon. Really good. Wiggins and Towns is simply because of those two. And that's I've said it before. I would flip this Bulls roster, swap it out for the T-Wolves roster in a heartbeat. That right now you have this everything on the Bulls, all this old and bad and weird and hurt. And I'll take a team with Wiggins and Towns on it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you still do that this year, swap that roster, if LeBron suffered a broken leg and wasn't going to play the rest of the year?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's why you don't do that. That's why they're going to play this out.
But I still don't think they're any good, though.
Guess what? Guess what Cleveland is without LeBron? Worse. Read my lips. Worse.
Yeah, but I don't know. It still guarantees that the Bulls' Eastern hegemony, if that happens.
It guarantees they won't get knocked out by the Cavaliers LeBron like they always do.
No, but you start looking at the future of the East. You look at the future of the Pistons, and it's fascinating what they're doing, what Stan Van Gundy is doing. He's in full space command of that entire basketball operation, what they've done with scouting and everything else. And Milwaukee is going to be formidable, and this Bulls thing is going to end real fast. I can't answer if you know that LeBron is going to be out, because eventually he can't do this forever. He plays a high impact, high flying game, and he'll age okay. I don't think he's going to, when it starts to go, I don't think it's going to go fast, because I think he's so good and so big that he'll be able to change his game and become a facilitating big man if he has to.
I think he'll be smart enough, but again, if that back problem we saw the first night of the year, if that becomes worse and worse, then that's a problem. That's what everybody in the East
is
banking on. Yeah. That's what everybody in the East is playing for, LeBron to get hurt.
Yeah, but you were a kid in L.A. when Wilt Chamberlain was leading the league in assists and winning a title, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it was a whole different game. It was completely – you know what? Elgin Baylor had to retire before they did anything good, and everybody loved Baylor. He had to leave.
In Lakeview, Adam, you're on the score.
Hey, you guys hit on a point that I think maybe went under the radar a bit. When you're talking about AAA and maybe the AHL, the reason why you have those leagues and those teams succeed, unlike the D-League now, you're not playing in a one-tenth full arena in a major city. In the same way, you're not putting a major league team in Greensboro, North Carolina. They're going to sell out the place for a minor league team. The same goes for hockey. You're not going to sell out a minor league AHL game in Pittsburgh, but you'll do it in Hershey.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing. I mean, they're not setting up D-League teams in necessarily the same cities. I know that Austin is a large city, population-wise.
I think that goes city by city, whether it can handle it or not.
Every market's different.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That some you'll happily, people will happily pay for whatever the product is, and some they won't.
Rockford's a perfect example. We tried to build a minor league pro basketball in a perfectly sized arena in Rockford forever. And everybody said that because of the nature of this town, anybody who finally puts a hockey team in here is going to succeed. We knew it. We knew what people would drive downtown to see. We knew what people would, and based on every survey that we took, the overriding sense, even when people were speaking in dog whistle code, whether they knew they were saying it or not, that we always knew that people weren't going to drive to what they perceived to be a dark, dangerous downtown to see a bunch of black guys bounce a ball. But as soon as you change the culture, they'll do it for tough man contests. They'll do it for tractor pulls. And we always knew it, that somebody would finally spend the money to upgrade the arena and put in a hockey team, and it would succeed.
Well,
for a lot of cultural reasons,
you couldn't get a NFL team to succeed in L.A. Eventually,
and now three teams want to be there.
Right. Eventually, L.A. doesn't want football. It does not want pro football. They got enough traffic. They got enough sports. Sports in L.A. competes with. It's behind movies. It's behind rollerblading. It's behind SPF 15. It's behind tofu.
Metal rings on Venice Beach. Whatever, though. You ever see that? Those guys?
Yes. I know. You got to go down the Strand.
All right. We've got Olin Kreutz next on the score.
Cub fans, the score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Bobby, you're on with Mully and Hanley.
It's a great day in the city of Chicago. My favorite baseball team is on my favorite sports talker.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel.
Three nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it four nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price it per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Price is subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy any 7.5-foot to 10-foot artificial Christmas tree and get a free rolling tree storage bag valued at $29.98. So let's keep that tree looking.